It's the first day of the sequester, even though President Obama will meet with House and Senate leaders this morning. No one is expecting any last-minute solutions. House Speaker John Boehner tells CBS's Scott Pelley there is a way to avoid all this.
We elect a president to lead. All they have to do is come up and sit down with Harry Reid and Senate Democrats and work out a plan that they can pass. Simple as that.
Well, joining us live now, CBS political director John Dickerson. Well, what a fine mess we've got ourselves into now, John, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
How are we going to get out of it?
Well, you know, there's right now there looks to be no immediate way out, in part because while we've heard a lot about this March 1st deadline, the real bite doesn't really start for a month. I mean, there are lots of warnings that will go out, and a lot of people will be unsettled. But, you know, basically both lawmakers on both sides are waiting for the heat to get hot enough to force the other side to cry uncle.
Well, and it's going to get hot, you said, in about a month when furloughs would start to kick in. We also have that March 27th deadline where the funding will dry up. So is that going to be the kind of pressure cooker that's going to make everyone come together?
Well, that's right. In conversations that I've been having recently with people on both sides in Congress, it's that March 27th deadline for the funding of all of government that is crisis moment. We've got a kind of crises piling up here. There's also a debt limit deadline in May that's an even bigger crisis. So it may very well be that around that late March date where the total funding of government and the threat of a government shutdown looms, that the minds may get a little more focused.
You talked about when the heat comes on. Who's going to put on the heat? It does not seem as if Americans are turning to their representatives, to their senators, and saying, make a deal, do some compromise, get it done today. Doesn't look like they're doing that.
Well, it's true. There is some, and the polling has been a little mixed, you know, because if everybody blames both sides, then sort of both sides feel the heat equally, but don't feel like they're going to experience an undue amount of pain. I think what could happen is that, you know, congressional approval ratings are already in the basement. But they could get lower. And at some point, they just may feel too much heat. And I think we're still looking at a kind of bridging agreement and then an attempt to go back to regular order to talk about bigger issues like tax reform and entitlements in some kind of reasonable regular way, as opposed to these crises moments where you really can't have a considered conversation about the complex ideas of the tax code and entitlements when you're, you know, sort of galloping to the finish line of one of these deadlines.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that this was about some much bigger issues than all these little things we've been arguing about. CBS political director John Dickerson, thank you very much.